Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Soraya. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hey, Laura. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So excited to have you here. So tell a little bit about yourself.
Oh, gosh. My name is Soraya Wilson. I write sweet romantic comedies. I'm the mother of four. I'm about to be a grandma, if you can believe that, in a few months. I know. It's crazy. I don't feel like I'm old enough to be a grandma, but
no.
There we are. I love reading. I love writing. And so I'm excited to talk to you about some books.
I love this. So let's chat about your latest release, The Paid Bridesmaid. What is the elevator pitch for it?
Can I first, I just tell you how much I hate elevator pitches. Like, I'm so bad at them. Cause like, I always want to explain. I'll try to be short. A little premise of it is, there's a woman who runs a business where she rents people out to be professional bridesmaids. So it's a booming business. She helps kind of disadvantaged women to improve their lives. And so it's very important to her to keep this secret. And she signs these NDAs. So she goes to this wedding to work for a bride who's an Instagram influencer. And the best man, it's his best friend getting married. He's very suspicious of this woman who just shows up out of nowhere, who's supposed to be the bride's best friend. He doesn't know where she's coming from. And he's dealing with his company going public. So he assumes that she's a corporate spy. So she's trying to keep him at arm's length so he doesn't uncover the secret. He's trying to find out what she's up to. And hijinks ensue. And so does romance.
I love this. And so I know this Paid Bridesmaid is like a booming business and, you know,
isn't that strange? Like, it's so really, weird.
It's really strange because I talked to somebody else about Paid Bridesmaid. I'm like, this is like a random business. I didn't think it was possible, but it is.
Yeah.
So what was kind of like your research, you know, just.
I didn't do a lot of research for that. I did different research for different things, but I read an article about it. And as a writer, I think you just see something. And I've had that happen with multiple books where one of my earlier ones, I read an article 20 years ago and it became a book just, you know, like 2 years ago. So it kind of like you file these things in your brain and you're like, you know, I really like that idea. So I saw this article and I'm like, that is so interesting about, you know, being a paid bridesmaid and why would you do that? And so the brides are listing all these conveniences, like there is no drama. There is no people backing out. There's no one getting so drunk they can't stand up at the ceremony. You know, you're kind of avoiding a lot of situations by having these professionals. And so my brain started going, well, you'd want to keep that a secret, right? You wouldn't tell people, oh, I rented friends. Like, you know, you wouldn't want to advertise that. And I'm like, so what if it's a secret and the love interest trying to find it out? You know, so I just kind of clicked in my brain and rolled around and I'm like, that would be really fun. So yeah, I read an article. That was the research.
I love this. Yeah. I was like, I didn't realize there was a booming business until I heard about it. It was like, it makes sense. Like less drama. Yeah. Like you can pay, like there's no drama about the money, drama about the dresses. They can you can just have a good wedding, you know, have someone actually take care of you as a bride, you know?
Well, yeah. And I did read an article about this too, that said, especially with millennials and Gen Z, that because so much of our relationships are online, that they're not really forming as close of friendships in real life. And a lot of girls in this generation are finding a hard time having a bridesmaids and maids of honor, like having as many as they want. Like, for example, like if you want to have 10 bridesmaids, maybe you aren't close to 10 people, you know? So, but yeah, they say much more so because our lives are so different now that friendships are harder to make and establish. So.
That's really true. Let's chat about the seat filler.
Okay.
Because it's unique. There's a story behind it.
There's a story behind it.
So tell us about it. Tell us what it's about, you know.
All right. So this is supposed to be like 20 minutes, right? So we'll keep this short. So I got to go, I really like doing charity auctions. And I've gotten some really amazing experiences out of it. I'm a huge pop culture fangirl. I love Star Wars. And after the last Star Wars movie, I was really upset. I'm a romance writer. I'm like, I want them to end up. Why didn't they end up together? Is there an alternate ending? I'm like, I need to ask someone. And there's no one to ask. You know, you can't, you know, I'm like, is there an alternate ending? So this charity auction came up with Adam Driver. And I'm like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go meet Adam Driver and I'm going to ask him this, you know, like I had this whole plan. So I took my 12-year-old daughter with me and we had the best time. Like I had like little idols coming through. Helena Bonham Carter comes and asks me how to spell my name, you know, Carrie Elwes. I'm like, as you wish, you know, like it was just so cool. Henry Winkler, who I've loved since I was a baby, literally since I was a baby, came over and told my daughter she was beautiful and signed an autograph for her. Like, and I was fine. I'm telling people good luck. I love your dress. Like I'm having the best time. So we're on the red carpet for the SAG Awards and we're like these bleachers doing that. And so the celebrities come over and say hi and sign autographs. So Adam Driver comes over. He's huge. You can see him coming. Mm-hmm. And he walks over to me and my brain turned off. Like I literally could not speak. And I don't know why. I'm like, was it the Star Wars thing? Like he's Kylo Ren. Is it just that he's so big? I don't know what's happening to me. And I knew previously going into this that he like has social anxiety. He hates small talk. Everything about it annoys him. And so I'm like, that's fine. I can carry the conversation. And he starts talking to me and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I can't even think of what to say. And he like was asking me questions like, where are you from? And I literally thought, why the freak does Adam Driver care where I'm from? And of course, now I know the poor man was trying to make small talk. And I'm just standing like, you know, he had to ask me the question again. And so I finally responded and we got some momentum and movement going there and were able to exchange some things, sign some autographs, get some pictures. And then he walked away. And as he was walking away, my brain was like, this is a book. This is a book. Girl meets her favorite celebrity, can't speak. You know, it's awkward and weird because that's my brand is awkward and weird. So it grew out of that. And it was so much fun to write. And I mean, that night I called my agent, she's in New York. I called her from California and she's like, oh my gosh, you have to write this. And we called my editor like the next week. She's like, oh yes, I want this. So it was a blast to write. So the character has got some similarities to Adam Driver, but is very much like his own person and different arcs and different background. And, but some of the stuff that Adam Driver that kind of fascinates me is like being in the military and then becoming an actor, like that juxtaposition of vulnerability and kind of machoism, I guess, you know? Yeah. So I thought that some of that stuff was really interesting to write about and play with, but yeah, it was a lot of fun and, you know, got to meet his publicists and they were very sweet. And the, you know, his charity organization was very sweet and has emailed me and it was all just a lot of fun.
Oh, this is so great. Yeah. I was like, I had someone tell me like, there's a story behind this book. You must ask for
it. Yes. That's the story. It's me making a fool of myself. I've done this many times in the past. It's a long, long string of meeting celebrities and making an idiot out of myself. It's happened many times. So
it's so good. So what has sparked joy over the past couple of years? And it's been, hasn't been that fun. So
yeah. And my family has actually kind of had a really recent dark time. And for me, what sparked joy, and this is probably just so cliched or whatever, but I had to do all this driving going back and forth between the hospital and home. And I started listening to an audio version of Pride and Prejudice. And it's the one that Rosamund Pike, who plays Jane Bennett in the last version, she's the narrator. And oh my gosh, like just made those miles fly by for me. It just took my mind somewhere else. I mean, I love Pride and Prejudice in every incarnation. I will read anything that's Pride and Prejudice based. And so I know it's not a new book, but for me, I just found going back to some things that I really love, like that's really brought me joy and made my life easier.
Yeah, I think like you're not the only one who have found like joy in Pride and Prejudice, like in all the incarnations in different ways. Just it's like comforting, like you know the story, and it's like a comfort, like a comforting blanket that you just like snuggle it. You know?
Yeah, and I think that's the great thing about romance. You know, I get a lot of reviews that are like, this was so predictable, and I'm like, well, I would hope so.
Yes,
I would hope you know exactly where this is going, so that you come into this book knowing everything's going to be okay. And even if it's hard, it's all going to work out in the end. And I think there's just, like you said, a lot of joy and comfort from knowing that. It's why, like, I am rewatching New Girl right now. Like, I'm binging that show because I thought, I know what happens. I enjoy the jokes. I know it's going to all be okay in the end. So
New Girl is a great show, too.
So funny. It's so well done.
It's so well done. I was like, I was watching New Girl and The Office and both have been.
I love The Office.
Has just been like a comforting just to laugh out loud and just to distract your mind from like what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
So
we need that. We need the laughter. It's important right now.
Yeah. We need the laughter for sure. So What's been a couple books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
I don't know. Like I was thinking about this because it's really hard when you're an author because you have all these friends and, you know, you want to share their books too. But I was thinking kind of one of my favorites because you asked, what do I love? And I was thinking about this. I love The Kitchen God's Wife by Amy Tan. I think Amy Tan is an exceptional author. I love everything she's written. She hasn't written in a long time. So I'm making a plea for Amy Tan to come write again because I need more books from you. I, as a kid, got super into Terry Brooks. The Elf Stones of Shannara was the first book I read. And it, having no experience with Tolkien or any kind of fantasy stuff, and everybody's like, it's a ripoff of Tolkien. I'm like, I don't care. You know, like, I just love it. So, but I actually got to meet him in college, and it was like the greatest thrill. He came to my college and did a book signing at the bookstore at my school, and he signed two books for me, and it was just like the biggest thrill. So I love Terry Brooks and the Elf Stones, some of my favorites. I also love Maeve Binchy. She is an Irish author who's passed, and I actually get a lot of inspiration from her, and I write nothing like her. Like, our books could just not be any more different, but oh, I love the lyricism and the dialogue banter and the pattern of it. And I think Minding Frankie is probably one of my favorites because it actually has a happy ending, and so many Maeve Binchy books do not have happy endings. So, and it's got so many previous characters from other books that I really enjoyed that too. I love Sophie Kinsella, everything she writes, Shopaholic, people are probably familiar with that. Pick up her new ones, they're so good. She's so funny. She just is perfection with Chick Lit and rom-com, which is my wheelhouse and I love. So yeah, that's some of the books that I would recommend.
Yeah, I love these recommendations. I love, they're diverse enough. Like, you're not like looking for something. You're like, oh, there's a little fancy, or there's Chick Lit, you know, and there's some potential books are do not have a happy ending, but you gave us a happy ending one. So
yes, so be careful of that.
Yeah. So tell us where you can find you online.
My website is www.sorayawilson.com. You can find me at Twitter at Soraya Wilson, Instagram at Soraya Wilson 411.
Thank you, Soraya, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.